Transgender Actor Asserts Existence of Biologically Female Penis. By Neil Munro on February 21, 2019. A man's penis becomes a female penis once a man declares himself to be transgender, says India Moore, one of the players in a transgender-themed TV show on FX Network. The declaration is built on the transgender claim that men who say they are women are actually women. But once the men are women, their bodies are women's bodies. So men's penises become female penises. Moore extended the female penis claim by declaring the existence of male vaginas, which are presumably carried by women who are living as men. The female penis claim went viral because it spotlights the logic of the transgender ideology, which insists the Department of Justice must blur and forbid any legal or civic recognition of the biological distinctions between the two different and complementary male and female sexes. This policy must be imposed to ensure that children and adults can easily discard their female or male sex by simply declaring they have an opposite sex gender, or have a gender identity which is between male and female, say transgender activists. A person's gender, say activists, is their personal feeling about being female or male, or something in between. For example, Moore's feelings are described as binary, or neither male nor female. Moore's feelings are more important than biology logic was explained by another transgender writer. Moore took the often heard rallying cry "trans women are women" one step further. She argued that if trans women are biological women, by definition, a trans woman's penis is a biologically female penis. That's a radical point missing in mainstream discussions on trans bodies, as trans women are often made to feel as if they should be ashamed of their genitals if they don't have a vagina. "Don't use science to justify your bigotry," Moore tweeted at critics of the female penis claim. "The world is way too weird for that ST." The transgender effort to suppress any recognition that men and women are different and complementary would not matter except for the movement's political alliance with wealthy progressives and radical feminists who wish to destroy the political power of the male and female family. For example, editors at the New York Times invited a February 7 op-ed which smeared women who reject the political claim that gender is more important than biology. Author Sophie Lewis described the vast majority of women as TERFs. The term coined to identify women like Ms. Parker and Dr. Long is TERF, which stands for Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminist. In Britain, TERFs are a powerful force. If, in the United States, the mainstream media has been alarmingly ready to hear both sides on the question of trans people's right to exist, in Britain, TERFs have effectively succeeded in framing the question of trans rights entirely around their own concerns, that is, how these rights for others could contribute to female erasure. Many prominent figures in British journalism and politics have been TERFs. British TV has made a sport of endlessly hosting their lurid rudeness and styling it as courage. British newspapers seemingly never tire of broadsides against the menace of gender ideology. With time, the term TERF has become a catch-all for all anti-trans feminists, radical or not. Lewis' radical support for the transgender ideology is logical because she wants to minimize the role of male and female families. A review of her book, Full Surrogacy Now, Feminism Against Family, says, "Rather than making birth, surrogacy illegal or allowing it to continue as is, Sophie Lewis argues we should be looking to radically transform it. Surrogates should be put front and center, and their rights to the babies they gestate should be expanded to acknowledge that they are more than mere vessels. In doing so, we can break down our assumptions that children necessarily belong to those whose genetics they share." This might sound like a radical proposal, but expanding our idea of who children belong to would be a good thing. Taking collective responsibility for children, rather than only caring for the ones we share DNA with, would radically transform notions of kinship. Adopting this expanded concept of surrogacy helps us to see that it always, as the saying goes, takes a village to raise a child. But Lewis TERF smear is also aimed at lesbians who wish to maintain a clear distinction between women and men. For example, former tennis star Martina Navratilova is being slammed by political activists for her growing opposition to transgenderism in sports, The Guardian reported February. The former Wimbledon champion Martina Navratilova has been criticized for disturbing, upsetting, and deeply transphobic comments after she argued that allowing transgender women, men, to compete in women's sporting tournaments was insane and cheating. The tennis player and gay rights campaigner first drew criticism from equalities activists and trans athletes when she tweeted in December, "You can't just proclaim yourself a female and be able to compete against women. There must be some standards, and having a penis and competing as a woman would not fit that standard. It's insane and it's cheating. I'm happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers. But I would not be happy to compete against her. It would not be fair." The Guardian also saw fit to quote a man who is living as a woman describing Navratilova as beset by transphobia, as if the former tennis star is mentally ill. Navratilova's criticism of the transgender ideology is increasingly echoed by women who say the ideology will erase society's understanding of women and of lesbians as biologically, sexually, and socially very different from men. This biology matters argument is also being made by Andrew Sullivan, a British-born gay advocate who led the political push to allow single-sex marriages. In a February article titled "The Nature of Sex," Sullivan argues that a pending Democratic-drafted bill which provides legal recognition and rights to people who try to live as members of the opposite sex could put all single-sex institutions, events, or groups in legal jeopardy. It could deny lesbians their own unique safe space, free from any trace of men. The bill, in other words, undermines the fundamental legal groundwork for recognizing and combating sex-based oppression and sex discrimination against women and girls. The transgender push to create legal rights for people living as members of the opposite sex would also threaten the legal rights won by gays and lesbians, Sullivan writes. "If you abandon biology in the matter of sex and gender altogether, you may help trans people live fuller, less conflicted lives. But you also undermine the very meaning of homosexuality. If you follow the current ideology of gender as entirely fluid, you actually subvert and undermine core arguments in defense of gay rights. A gay man loves and desires other men, and a lesbian desires and loves other women," explains Sky Gilbert, a drag queen. "This defines the existential state of being gay. If there is no such thing as male or female, the entire self-definition of gay identity, which we have spent generations seeking to validate and protect from bigots, collapses. Contemporary transgender ideology is not a complement to gay rights. In some ways it is in active opposition to them." A growing percentage of progressives oppose any recognition of the reality that men and women are different. But conservatives and feminists are championing the normal view that women and men are different, Sullivan wrote Paul. "It might be a sign of the end times, or simply a function of our currently scrambled politics. But, in late January, four feminist activists, three from a self-described radical feminist organization Women's Liberation Front, appeared on a panel at the Heritage Foundation. Together they argued that sex was fundamentally biological and not socially constructed, and that there is a difference between women and trans women that needs to be respected. For this, they were given a rousing round of applause by the Trump supporters, religious right members, natural law theorists, and conservative intellectuals who comprised much of the crowd. If you think I've just discovered an extremely potent strain of weed and am hallucinating, check out the video of the event." Polls show that transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, Obama told NPR that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Donald Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans wish to help and comfort people who think they are a member of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that a person's legal sex is determined by their feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of some sympathy for people with lopsided opposition to the ideology. "The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have different goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, progressives, feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, and people trying to detransition back to their sex. Men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say are entitled to women's rights, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, and revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers." Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgendered to a greater or lesser extent. but very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many of the popular social rules that help Americans manage the cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civic society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.